Page 18. Measure number 24-357. Edina, Detroit Rural Fire Protection District. Referred to the people by the district board. 5-year local option levy for emergency service operations. Question, shall district impose 68 cents per $1,000 of assessed value for 5 years, beginning in 2014-2015, for general emergency service operations? This measure may cause property taxes to increase more than 3%. The Edina, Detroit Rural Fire Protection District Board of Directors determined the district needs additional funding to maintain emergency service operations. The board believes that the district's fire and life safety response services are an important asset to our community and should be funded at an increased level so as to better serve our community. The district board also desires to be good stewards of taxpayer money. With existing revenues failing to fund adequate operations, the board decided to ask the taxpayers whether they will approve this levy in order to maintain the current level of emergency response services. The district has one part-time employee and one part-time fire chief. The district also has a shortage of active volunteers. At the same time, the district is experiencing an increase in calls for service. If this measure is approved, it will allow the district to fund positions necessary to provide safe staffing levels for emergency calls. The proposed rate of 68 cents would generate approximately $40,367 in 2014-2015, $41,578 in 2015-2016, $42,825 in 2016-2017, $44,110 in 2017-2018, and $45,433 in 2018-2019, for a total of $214,313. Explanatory statement. The elected Board of Directors for the Edina Detroit Rural Fire Protection District voted on February 12, 2014, to place this funding measure on the May 20, 2014 ballot. The Board of Directors has observed that the district's recent general tax revenues have not been keeping pace with operation costs that are continuing to increase. After studying its options, the Board of Directors made the decision to ask the taxpayers whether they will fund this levy in order to maintain an adequate level of fire and emergency response service operations for the district. This measure would help fund district operations for the next 5 years. The Edina Detroit Rural Fire Protection District is not part of a city or county, but is a special district, a separate unit of local government. The district is charged with providing fire and life safety services to the city of Edina and Detroit, as well as surrounding unincorporated areas. Many of the district calls for service involve medical emergencies and motor vehicle accidents. The district is governed by an elected board of directors whose members are residents of the district. As elected representatives of district residents, the board of directors has a responsibility to represent the interests of district residents by making policy decisions that ensure the highest level of fire and life safety services provided in the most cost-effective manner. It is the desire of the board of directors to be good stewards of taxpayer money. If this measure passes, the Board of Directors proposes to use the new tax revenue to fund positions necessary to provide safe staffing levels of emergency calls. More information can be obtained by calling the district at 503-854-3494. Submitted by Vicki Spire, President, Board of Directors, Edina, Detroit Rural Fire Protection District. No arguments were submitted in opposition to measure 24-357. Page 19, an argument in favor of measure 24-357. As the voter-elected Board of Directors for the Edina Detroit Rural Fire Protection District, we strongly support this measure. As a community, we thrive on our resources. Maintaining these resources are essential to providing our communities with the swift and efficient care you and your families deserve. A positive vote ensures we have the personnel available to tend to your needs. Measure 24-357 enables us to deploy personnel to your emergency when seconds count. This measure will secure 5 years of service to you and your loved ones. So please vote yes on Measure 24-357. Vote yes on your safety. Vote yes on your future. Thank you for your support, Vicki Spire, President, John Manthe, Vice President, Deborah Hastings, Board Member, James Bradley, Board Member. This information furnished by James P. Bradley. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. And here's a reminder on page 19. Remember to sign your ballot envelope.